WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Devastation across the southeast. Hurricane Helene taking the lives of 91 people and leaving 2 million homes and businesses without power. ABC's Faith Abube.
In Asheville, North Carolina, Helene and a separate system dumping 14 inches of rain combined and as much as 30 inches in nearby mountains, triggering flash flooding and landslides. More than 500 National Guards members joining local emergency responders, conducting search and rescue missions, delivering supplies, and working to restore infrastructure. Asheville's water system severely damaged, too.
Israel firing further into Lebanon following its assassination of Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah over the weekend. Dozens of U.S. ports could be shutting down at midnight if the union representing 45,000 dock workers carries through with the threatened strike. In the nation that sparked the Industrial Revolution, Britain's last coal-fired power plant closes today. Most of Britain's electricity comes from renewable sources. This is ABC News. In Austria, a major win for the far right.
As Freedom Party leader Herbert Kickl sees it, the win opens the door to a new era. From this point forward, he says, the Austrian people come first. So fed up were the voters with the traditional choices, seen as widely out of touch, party was able to secure the first far right win in a national post-World War II parliamentary election there.
That's ABC's Tom Rivers at the Foreign Desk. His music touched a lot of people. The entertainment world remembering a legend after the death of Kris Kristofferson. In 1985, he helped create the country supergroup The Highwaymen, heard here. After a career that included writing songs for Jerry Lee Lewis, Johnny Cash, Patti Page, Kenny Rogers, and recording his own classics like For the Good Times and Me and Bobby McGee, his movie credits included A Star Is Born and Convoy. Kris Kristofferson was 88. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WIS Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A downsized Trump rally in southwest Wisconsin. The Republican nominee for president wanted to campaign outdoors Saturday at the Prairie du Chien Airport. But the rally got moved to an indoor performing arts center that seats 650. It's because several Secret Service agents were providing security at the United Nations General Assembly meetings in New York. The disgraced former chancellor of UW-La Crosse is fired again, this time from his teaching job. Jimmy Kuska has the latest on Joe Gao.
Gao was fired as chancellor in December after UW officials learned he was producing and appearing in online pornography. Earlier this year, a UW-La Crosse panel recommended removing Gao from his faculty position. The Board of Regents listened to 45 minutes of discussion before making the decision in closed session. I'm Jimmy Kuska.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers fall to 2-2. Hi, I'm Jimmy Kuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Minnesota led Green Bay 28-0 at the half, but the Packers were able to move the ball and put up points in the second half before falling short against the Vikings 31-29. Coach Matt LaFleur said the team started slow but finished strong.
Unfortunately, we just didn't get enough completions, but I did think he looked, as the game went, it seemed to me that he looked more and more comfortable. We made more explosive plays, which is tough to do when a team's sitting back in two shell.
Green
Green Bay heads to L.A. to play the Rams on Sunday. The Milwaukee Brewers are off today as they await their postseason opponent. The Mets and Braves play a doubleheader today to determine postseason seeding. A sweep by either team means the Brewers get Arizona. A split means Milwaukee faces the Mets tomorrow. First pitch is just after 4:30 in Milwaukee tomorrow. And after dropping two games, the 2-2 Badgers host Purdue on Saturday with an 11 a.m. kickoff. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get into the low 80s for a high this afternoon. So one more warm day. We have a cold front that's going to come through tonight. Little breezy overnight, low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high tomorrow only in the low to mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we'll be back from California and be catching up on the news as well as Wisconsin events. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a beautiful Monday morning. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. How do you say welcome to your guests? Say it with a new entry door from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Say it with color. The possibilities are endless thanks to Pella's custom colors. Say it with class. Pella's premium doors stand out to their distinguished craftsmanship. Say it with a great deal. Zero interest up to 60 months. No money down. Hurry, this offer ends on the 31st, which is tomorrow, I believe, right?
Well, today.
Today is. Okay. Certain restrictions apply. Visit PellaWI.com today.
All right. Yeah, Pella, we love Pella. Hey, something that's coming up. We talk about the great weekends, all the events in Green Bay. This Dancing with Our Stars.
I wish you hadn't changed shirts.
Right? Right?
They are wearing the red. I know.
So but, I wear red to wear my Badger pullover. And Jim was wearing a red pullover. He's like, I got to change. I got to keep a shirt here because I don't want to be the same color as you. Our two guests here all wearing. We would have had four of us across the board all wearing the same.
But we don't. Uniform. Instead, we Kim Perna and Nicole Hoffman. Well, it's nice to see you again. You know, too. Dancing with Our Stars is a just a fun event, but it's also a fundraiser. So tell us what's going on this October 4th.
Well, there's eight of us dancers that have are dancing for a nonprofit, a local nonprofit.
Nice.
And yours is?
Mine is a Spiro. And it's really all about bringing awareness to the nonprofit that we're supporting and also raising funds. And they go directly to the company there, the nonprofit that we're dancing for. So, you know, it's a lot of work, a lot more than I thought. I thought it was just, you know, learn a dance and go dance.
But is it like when you watch the real Dancing with the Stars and they see the rehearsals and somebody's crying and somebody's whatever, whatever? Does that stuff really happen?
I think so. I didn't cry at any of mine, but there were several different times I've heard that, you know, some people were frustrated. There was one instance where I danced with Jay Morth here in town,
sure.
And he's dancing with two other women besides me. And they were doing a dress rehearsal, and he stepped on her skirt and ripped it right off.
So, wow. Okay.
Those things do happen. I was lucky enough that, you know, I didn't fall or anything like that.
And with the Spiro dancing, there's a little pressure. And there's a lot of people that come to this, as they should, you know. And this is at Epic this year, which is just got great sight lines. You know, you're not blocked on anything. And we'll talk about that. But, Nicole, tell me what's your role in all this. Are you dancing?
I am not dancing.
She is my support. She is behind the scenes.
So Kim works for Espiro, and Espiro's been in the Green Bay area for over 60 years. And we're
an organization
that serves people with disabilities.
Wonderful organization. I know some of your clients and everything, and nobody can say higher praise than the actual clients about what you people do over there.
And that's why we do it. We love our clients.
And they love you, too. I mean, that is a lot of energy over there, and everything from the hats to just you do a lot of activities as well to keep them engaged.
Yes. It's Espiro's mission to bring our clients joy and purpose in their lives. And we do that through several different programs. We have an employment track that they can go through if it's their goal to be employed in the community. We also have a very expansive day service program that many of our clients take part in. They can participate in the arts, music, fitness, classroom instruction. And then we're a partner in the Brown County Birth to Three program. So we serve individuals from zero up until their senior years.
Wow, great. That's great. So, Kim, tell us about you're raising money or an awareness, a little of both. And mm-hmm. tell us a little bit about, I'm going to get back to a little bit about this rehearsal. You step in anybody's dress? Or?
No, I didn't step on it. I may have stepped on Jay's toes a few times. Yeah. But we have been practicing once a week since March 25th was our first date.
Wow. I see that the work that goes in. Yeah. I know a lot of work goes in. Wow. Some friends do that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's been a lot of fun. That piece of it, to me, has been, you know, the most fun about it, but the awareness that I've been able to raise for Aspiro. Nicole and I did a Brat Barnett festival.
Oh, cool. Fun.
We did a 50-50 raffle at a Rockers game because it was Rockers night for the Aspiro clients.
And great.
Had a great night doing that. So it was just a lot of different, had an event at Legacy. So it's really, you know, raising the funds that go directly to our nonprofit, but raising awareness and along the lines, have a little fun with it.
Are you and I the only two people that haven't been to Legacy?
No, I've been there a couple times.
Oh, you've been there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That's a great place.
Yeah, I'm the only person that has. That's amazing. Yeah.
Tell me, do you mind some of the other dancers, some of the other nonprofits that are there?
Yeah, there's Awakening. And
right, they've been on our show, yes.
And mm-hmm. there is the Women's Fund.
Yep,
and
good one.
The Green Bay Educational Fund.
Wow. Isn't that nice? But the point I wanted to make is that it's all local.
Yeah.
And there's so many, I don't want to call it like not-for-profit, but there's so many charitable things that we need to support here. And it's hard to pick. I mean, you're going to spend
It is hard. It was hard.
They're all good.
You know, going out and asking people to donate. Sure. You know, there were eight of us out in the community raising money for what we thought was the best nonprofit.
I get that, and I work for the new community shelter, a homeless shelter, and I would like to think that's the best, but they're all so good. And I learned that in my last job, they're just what touches your heart. Mm-hmm. And you know, there's only, like they say, I went and asked some guy for money, you know, and I had three things I wanted him. He goes, look, there's only one wallet. And I'm like, I get that, you know, and I appreciate that.
But I'm just amazed the commitment when you say, okay, I'll do it. And you've been practicing since March. You're out. You know what Jim and I were talking about when we were kids at the Catholic schools, used to save the pagan babies and things like that. You're always, did you have to do that too?
No.
Oh, okay. So anyway, but anyway, it's like you're constantly, you know, hey, can I get a quarter, get some change, right. Get whatever. I mean, that's a grind.
Well,
and that's a commitment you've made now to help this.
Yeah, and it has consumed my mind, as Nicole will say. I'll go in there, I'm going, oh my God, who can I ask now? And I'm driving down the street. Oh, there's a business. Maybe I should stop there.
Right.
You know what? It's been a great experience. I've loved doing what I'm doing. I believe and love Aspiro, but I am looking forward to it being done.
Right? It just is. It's a little humbling, and it's the other thing. I
wouldn't have the guts to do it. Would you?
I think, yeah, I've done that. I think what
Todd, would you?
I could not do it, but Kim, I wanted to ask you, have you seen yourself get in better shape over the several months?
Well, it certainly hasn't hurt.
Yeah. I was just saying, Jim, maybe you could dance for the
there
whole
show. There you go.
I've been asked.
Hey.
I'll give you
money.
You
get to wear a top.
Okay, I got that on radio.
Forget the Osepco.
But it is... John.
Just saying.
But it's... What's good about this is it brings you have more awareness of everything else too. You know, it's just, you just can't lose with these things. It's a fundraiser. It's an awareness for the community. And I think sometimes these businesses got to hear, wow, I didn't really know about you. Although a lot of people know about Aspiro. But there's some of these small awakenings. There's some smaller groups mm-hmm. that I think need to be elevated.
And you'd be
more.
Surprised when we're out like at a fundraiser, a lot of people are like, who is Aspiro?
Yeah,
what is
that,
Aspiro?
Doesn't that hurt?
Really?
Oh, I know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm in a capital campaign now, and it's like, are you kidding? But you can't say that. You go, oh, you know, this is what we do, but mm-hmm. it's like, we've only been here 20 years. But,
wow,
you
know, I didn't know.
30.
So, again, back to the history of this. There was it the Heart Association? I'm sorry, who was it for before?
Red Cross.
Red Cross, mm-hmm. okay. And that was, how many years did that happen, do you know?
20, I want to say that went on for about a decade.
Oh, okay. And then that stopped for a couple of years, right?
Yes.
And then who revived it?
The organizer, Sean Kaiser. Okay. He brought it back last year.
Okay.
He emcees this again?
Yes.
He does.
He enjoys doing that.
I used to work with Sean.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sean's great. He's a good guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so he brought it back last year, and the difference is that you weren't all just fundraising for the Red Cross. You chose your own organization to fundraise. So each year there's about 8 different organizations that benefit from the event.
I think that's a really good idea. And I look, everybody loves the Red Cross, right? They do a lot of good things. But 10 years from now, and nobody gives money to just one thing, I don't think, in Green Bay. Don't you see that? It's like, well, a little bit of this here and there, but this
And everybody has the organization that's really close to their heart. And that's the one that they wanted to fundraise for.
That's awesome.
And a lot of times it's a personal connection, you know, cousin, spouse, something like that. Tell us more about the event. Now, is there food there, the cost? Tell me, can they donate while they're there? Or is it
and
all
tell
ahead of
people
time?
You're not allowed to walk across the dance floor during an intermission with a glass of wine.
Somebody I think there's a story there.
Somebody may have done that back when Murphy was dancing in the stars. And I won't get into it, but the only person almost kicked out of dancing.
But
the
he did. But he did.
Well, there isn't food. It's not a dinner event. Doors open at 6:30. There's a cocktail hour, and then the actual dancing event starts at 8:00. And lasts probably about an hour. I mean, everybody's dance is just probably under 2 minutes.
That's so much fun, though, to see. And you, I just want to give you credit. I mean, since March, I didn't know you practiced that long, but you guys do a really good job on that thing.
Well, thank you.
I just did.
It's always surprising how talented people can be out there on a dance floor.
Well, you know, the professionals that are helping us in town. So there's Jay Morth, who's with who I'm dancing with, and he's got two other women that he's dancing with. So he's with three. So he's learning three, or, you know, he choreographed three dances.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And then Michael and Mina. Their studio, Michael is dancing with three women, and then Mina's dancing with two men. So, you know, they have a lot. They put a lot of time and effort into this, too.
I'll bet. Now, let me ask you this. When you get there that night, is there a competitive juices thing, or do you just want to do your best and not think about the others?
What do you think she's going to say?
Well, I mean, you know what I mean?
No. She's a competitive girl. I'll tell you that. That's what I'm asking.
This has been the hardest thing, I think, that I've done competitively because I really haven't. Athletically, you can somewhat control some things that you do. But this is, you know, asking for money. And the winner of the mirror ball is the person that wins the most money. Raises the most money.
That's all well and good. I'm just talking about the competitive juices that are going to be out there that night.
Of course I want to do the best.
That's awesome.
That's what I was looking for.
Kim, did you pick your song? Did you pick the dance?
Jay and I did together. I'm not a ballroom dancer. So I just said, I want something fun. I want it. Happy.
Is it a song we would know?
Yeah. We built this city on rock and roll.
Oh, no kidding.
Ooh, I like that. That's my intro to my radio show when I lean local. I have a show on Sundays. And because we built this city, it's all about local things. All right. That is awesome. Well, I'm going to give you double what I was thinking. So, I love the song. I do. I love that song.
Okay. One more time. Wrap it up. Tell us where, when, and who's involved.
So it's this Saturday at Epic. And there's 8 of us dancing. And tickets can be they're not really purchased. It's a donation, a $100 donation. And
all right.
That's it.
All right. It's a big social event, though.
Big social event.
Great. Aspiro, phenomenal organization. Thanks
for
everything.
Nice. Thank you.
You want to say hello to your brother-in-law?
Hey, Jerry, if you're listening, good morning.
Hello, Jerry. Thanks for listening. Kim and Nicole, thank you both so very much for being here. This could be fun. We'll be back with more right after. Say you don't. Knee deep in the hoopla, sinking in your fight. Too many runaways eating up the night. Marconi plays the mambo. Listen to the radio. Don't you remember? You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it,
The Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
During life's most trying times, it helps to have someone with experience and understanding at your side. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory has attentive staff and a peer available 24 hours a day and nearly 100 years of business experience, which can provide comfort during those difficult times. Call them at 920-336-3171 or visit them at ryanfh.com. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory, local people serving local families since 1920.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Looking out over that Golden Gate Bridge on another gorgeous sunny Saturday. I'm seeing that.
Who was this, Todd?
This is Starship.
Starship. And when I interview people, politicians, other mayors, I've had the mayor from Menasha, DePere. This is my intro song, and I ask him, you know, what's your rock and roll? Like, what are the two things that really make your city great? And
yeah.
Of course, oh, the people. They better say that. But, you know, it's education, infrastructure, or they'll name some great thing that they have in their community. But, yeah, I do like that,
oh, yeah,
song.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But a Spiro, you can't beat them. And
no.
I think it's great for these people raising money for their own,
right,
you know, what they're most vested in.
Eight,
I think that's awesome.
Eight different charitable things in Green Bay.
So did you think about it?
I did. But like she said, March, I mean, you're going to.
That's a commitment.
Right. And it's October.
There's no place to hide once you're out there on that dance floor.
Well, that's it. Well, that
there
part.
There is no place to hide.
But you got to be good. Not great. You don't have to win. But the winner really. The people who get their mirror ball aren't really necessarily the best dancers.
No,
that's who raised the most money.
Well, that's what I mean, but.
And I don't mind
whether it's
doing
just,
that.
You know, just kind of like checking out the other dancers, you'll know kind of, did I do as good or better than everybody else?
But tough when you're with the job I had to pick one.
Yeah,
people don't that.
No,
like,
I believe it.
I remember when I first got elected, I got a letter because I was on the board of a hospital and the other hospital wrote, like, you shouldn't do that anymore. And they were kind of right. It's like, look, you know, you got to be.
Wait a minute, say that again?
I was on the board of a hospital in Green Bay. There's
okay.
three hospital systems,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And I got a letter from one of them saying, mayor really shouldn't do that now that he's mayor, because you're going to want to be neutral.
Got it,
and that
got
made
it.
Sense
I
to me.
That
I said
yeah,
that. I thought,
I agree.
You know what? I got to be honest. I didn't even think about that. Like, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Picking one charity, I like to support them all, but to do Dancing with the Stars, or Dancing with Our Stars, I should say, you do pick one.
Yeah.
And I think you should really do it, Jim.
I do too.
I think you'd be
Todd would
light
look
on
like
your feet. I think you'd be light on your
well,
feet.
Well, I could do it now.
You could dance to.
No. We're not talking about the board. We're talking about dancing.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I said I could do it now because yeah. I'm not aligned. I can pick a charity now.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I would probably do it for the new community shelter.
Sure.
So, but I'm not.
You can
anyway,
dance
thank
to
you
the
for...
Hills Are Alive with the Sound of Music, right?
I think that would be the perfect
maybe
one.
Something barbershop.
Edelweiss. Something.
Get,
yeah.
I told Rolf. The other night that you said hello, we could do something. I'm telling you,
we could have a scene from
Sound of Music.
Well, that's Edelweiss. We could do that. But
yeah.
That's a little slow.
I don't know, man.
All right. Could be
no, the Doa Deer. We could do that, and I could do that. We could get the crowd going on
get
that.
Get a bunch of little kids
right.
from the Doa Deer. Yeah. Get my granddaughter. She would do
oh,
one
Oh, she'd
of them.
Be awesome.
She'd be great.
She's a Spitfire.
Yeah.
So anyway, okay. We'll think about it, John. You should do it too. And Todd, you. And
no, I'm not going to.
No.
We're all in next
thing.
Year dancing with our stars. So.
No. You know, somebody asked me the other day about what songs, or was it a thing, and that brings back, as soon as you hear it, brings back memories of high school dances or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was Hey Jude. It's like, are you from that? Okay.
Yeah.
So I remember dancing
singing on the bus.
Hey Jude. Yeah. Okay. And then when the fast stuff comes on, sitting down.
I'm going to go
it's
sit
like,
down.
I'm out. Nope, I'm out.
That is true.
When I dance fast, it's all I basically do is grind. I'm serious. That's my only move.
Have you guys seen online that there is a poll on social media asking, they want to do kind of a roast at the Tarleton?
Yeah.
Did you guys hear about this?
Yeah, I'm out.
But you guys are like in the lead right now.
I'm out.
Jim and John.
Somebody sent me that. Yeah. Did you see?
No. I'll tell you what, I used to be involved with the roast. That's a lot of work. That's a lot of everything. For Lindy Infante for Special Olympics, used to do the Lindy Infante.
Who would you
roast? Lindy Infante.
Oh, I see.
I think we did it 3 years in a row.
And you had to get the roasties, what do they call that?
It's hard. That's a lot of work.
And you don't want to step on somebody else's. You can see you just got your own little shtick.
Yeah. It's harder than people think. Yeah.
I don't know if I would be a good recipient of a roast.
I don't think you would.
I don't. I think after a while, I would laugh a little bit.
And then
you'd
be like, okay, that's enough.
And then I'd get up and leave, and they'd be like, oh.
Yeah.
So I
could see that, too.
I don't want to risk my.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
What's left?
I was just going to say, risk what?
What's left? You know what? That sums up for both of us. Just, we're not even saying our future. We're not saying for just what's left. That sums it up perfectly. Perfectly. I love that. All right.
We don't want to risk what's left.
Yeah. Just, we don't want to risk what's left.
I don't
left.
Even take Social Security yet. Yeah. So I'm going to.
Got a text here from Mike. He said, my wife Lisa participated in the Dancing with the Stars. First time she raised over $50,000.
Wow.
That's incredible. Incredible. Wow. It was quite the process and a ton of work.
It just is.
I believe it.
The two things, right? The physical dancing has got to be work. And then just hustling everybody, you know, brothers and sisters and business. Like she said, she's driving by a business. Should I pull in there?
I know. And I got to be honest with you. Gets old asking. Doesn't it? I mean, yeah.
They don't call back. It's
I know.
But I don't know. That would be, I don't know. If you do it for the veterans, I'll do it for the homeless shelter.
I'm not dancing. There's not a chance in the world I'm dancing. Not a chance. I'm the world's worst dancer.
But they make you look good. Those guys know, or those ladies know what they're doing. Remember they had that guy on? He was like you.
I'd be like Sean Spicer.
Is that the guy from Trump?
Yes.
That's what I was just thinking. That guy wore that blouse.
Good.
Oh my God, he was.
But they said that somebody, I remember that somebody, paparazzi caught him buying a pair of men's Spanx underwear at a store. To make your butt look a lot smaller and everything like that.
Man,
you bought a pair of Spanx.
that's what I was thinking of. Yeah. But it is a fun. We all need to donate, and it's nice to get a little enjoyment out of it, and that would be a fun evening, right?
Oh yeah, $100. Like I said, I've been a couple of them. They're fun.
They are.
It's fun seeing somebody you know. It's impressive because I'll tell you what's cool: seeing somebody you know who are just normal people. And then seeing how well-trained they are for that night is really something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're right. I mean, those guys that are doing it with them, it's really something. It's impressive.
And I think it's going to be good for the audience to really learn about other, I mean, people, a lot of people, everybody knows Red Cross and Aspiro and New Community, but like she even said, there's some people that don't. And then some of these smaller organizations, it'll give them a chance to talk to the, 500 people who are going to be there and say, hey,
that's worst when you go to get money from somebody in there. Who are you? Where are you from? I've never heard of that. Okay. All right.
And you got to be like,
and you're trying to raise money. That's not easy. That's not good. We come back. We got a great military author coming on. We've got Tom Miazga, the most fit-seated man in the world, who just won his eighth CrossFit World Championship. Laura McLaughlin, Karen Ivinson, Ebb and Flow, Community Living Room. A special thanks to having Kim and Nicole here. We'll be back right after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm Stephanie Huff with the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Monday morning. Alternative feed ration ingredients could be a necessity for dairy producers if their forage quality is poor. We'll talk to a dairy nutritionist next.
Fire up the grills, gather around the table, and build a bigger appetite for pork. Celebrate National Pork Month by making pork the MVP of your tailgate. Every bite of pork you and your family enjoys comes from farmers who take pride in raising a wholesome, high-quality product. Learn more about how farmers are committed to raising animals the right way by visiting WPPA.org. While you're there, check out recipes and where you can source local pork. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Drew Johnson is an independent dairy nutritionist with K&S Dairy Consulting. He says he's concerned about forage quality this year and recommends some alternative commodities to mix into the ration so that you can maintain your milk production goals.
Kind of my go-to dry commodity is corn gluten feed, especially if we're dealing with some poorer quality haylage. We don't get a lot of wet commodities in my area. I mean, the closest thing that we would have is the type of cranberry waste, but we don't get the sweet corn silage like some areas do. If you do, that could be a good alternative. But our beet pulp is another one, or wet beet pulp is really good if you're in Minnesota. So for us, it's something that's more digestible, like corn gluten, perhaps some soy hulls if it works into the ration. And corn is cheap, so I think when you get into a ration where the fiber digestibility is a little suspect, but you get really good cud chewing, you can kind of push the starch a little bit.
Drew Johnson along with us from K&S Dairy Consulting, serving the western half of Wisconsin. Stay tuned for a look at your morning commodity markets.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Commodity prices are kicking off the week in the red. December corn trading down 2.25 cents at 4.15 3/4. November soybeans down 11.5 cents at 10.54 1/4. Cash wheat is down 2.75 cents at 5.77 1/4. July 2025 new crop wheat is also down 2.75 cents, trading at 6.13 1/2. From Chicago, the fluid milk prices are also trading lower. The October Class 3 milk price is down 6 cents at 23.06 a hundredweight. The November contract is down 18 cents at 22.31. That's a look at your commodity prices on a Monday morning. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get into the low 80s for a high this afternoon. So one more warm day. We have a cold front that's going to come through tonight. A little breezy overnight. Low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high tomorrow only in the low to mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Trying to find a place to stay in Green Bay for the big draft? Go to SimpleLifeRentals.com. Vacation rentals made simple. Our dedicated team of local experts have a passion for hospitality, creating seamless guest experiences for guests. Experience the NFL draft in a vacation home instead of a hotel room. With seamless check-in and check-out procedures and round-the-clock dedicated support, you'll enjoy the convenience of instant online booking at SimpleLifeRentals.com, guaranteeing you a stress-free start to your vacation. SimpleLifeRentals.com.
Jeff Levering here. How are baseball and Pella windows and doors of Wisconsin alike? Pella manufactures all their own products. Baseball teams develop their own players in the minors. Pella tests every product thousands of times to ensure it stands the test of time. A baseball player's ultimate test is to get called up to the big leagues, hoping to play well enough to stay. Right now, Pella get as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month. Certain restrictions apply. It ends September 30th. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Once again, a beautiful looking day out there on an otherwise solemn Monday, coming off a loss to the Vikings.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Chris. Okay, yes. 55. That was not a bad loss, John. Did you read the comments on that?
What do you mean?
I mean, they came back big time.
Oh, yeah, no question.
Lost by two.
Well, I agree. I totally agree. But to go down 28-0 is like,
right.
At home.
You called that special teams.
Didn't I tell you that?
You did.
I said that last week when we were there about putting against Sprint, and I said I could just see our kicker clanking one at the worst possible time. And he clanked two of them yesterday.
$20 he cost us.
Oh, yes. Man.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I do think they're going to replace him, though, right?
I do, too. I'd be shocked if he was there tomorrow. I think they'll take the other guy, maybe, that had beaten up. Anders Carlson isn't with anybody. You know, the Packers kicker from last year.
Okay.
He's still a free agent. So, I don't know who's... I know, you don't want to bring him back.
What's chatter on Mason Crosby? Is he still...
He was with the Giants for a while. I think it was last year and didn't look very good. I mean, you know, he's got to be 40, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think.
So, I mean, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Okay.
His days are... Yeah. I'm just saying. But I'll tell you what,
he's probably one of the nicest guys and one of the greatest guys. I love him. And
sure appreciate what he did here all those years.
Oh,
you appreciate how good he was, how solid he was. You know.
A lot of charity and just a great guy.
Oh, yeah. One of the nicest guys.
I saw something on that or heard something on that. Well, Mason Crosby, I was like, was he still around?
Yeah.
Is he playing?
No. But I want to say somebody else helped me on this. Didn't he kick a few games with the Giants last year and was nothing special? Yeah.
I don't remember hearing about it. So anyway,
I
don't follow this.
But you're right, though. One of the all-time good guys.
Yeah.
Literally one of the all-time good guys as far as for, community type things and around town.
And boy, do we need that. You know, we just talked about dancing with our stars. 8 different charitable organizations are going to be dancing. And boy, it's nice when you can align yourself with a Packer on some of those things.
Well, I remember we're doing a thing for Haiti. Remember when Haiti had their horrible hurricane years ago, like 10 years ago?
Yeah.
And we're doing all the relief things. And we did like a remote from, one of the food stores. I don't even remember which one. And he came. We'd asked him if he'd come there on a Saturday morning or something. You know what I mean? That's kind of guy he is. Just kind of, absolutely.
Jordy Nelson. Those
guys were, Jordy.
They
same type
really
of thing.
Good about doing that.
But A.J. Hawk.
Oh, yeah.
He was one of your guys.
Well, he was one of them. Yeah. Loved him. Driver. So.
Yeah.
Just. That's nice when we can do it all. But again, I don't want to lose sight of the fact that she said there's 8 organizations that are going to be dancing at this thing Saturday at Epic. There's a lot more than that in the area, but we to go to that and learn about them and say, hey, look, I didn't even know we had that in our community. And
okay, you know what you need to do if you don't want to dance?
Okay.
You need to find somebody, okay? And then, but with the, agreement that they'll give all the proceeds to the community shelter.
What do you mean? Find
so
who?
Find a dancer. Find a guy or a woman and say, hey, would you like to be in Dancing with the Stars? But you got to give the proceeds to the community shelter. What do you think? I think you should do that. I bet there's somebody out there that'd be a pretty good dancer and likes charities that would say, you know what, Jim, for next year, I'd be willing to do that.
I'm bringing in that picture of me and Donald Driver and who's the lady?
What lady?
That one.
Oh, I got pictures of her in the dugout. From the end, the driver.
No, this is with the mirror ball.
They had the mirror ball there.
Okay, I got a picture of the three of us.
Me too.
I'll bring that in. Maybe we can get one of the.
What's
one of those
her name? One word. It's like a one word.
Bina?
Who? No.
Tarina or something?
Somebody help us out. Who did Donald Driver? Who was his dance partner when they won it? Oh, gosh.
I interviewed her.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway, I sat next to her.
That was a fun event, and this is going to be great, too.
Yeah, I guess Driver's son
was it PETA?
Yes.
PETA.
I'm bringing in a picture of Driver and PETA.
I guess Donald's son is a real good athlete.
What?
PETA Murgatroyd.
Murgatroyd.
Yeah. No wonder she went with PETA.
Just with PETA. Wow. What's she doing now? Is she still dancing?
I'm not sure.
When's the last time you heard Murgatroyd?
Never.
Heard Murgatroyd. Wasn't that in a cartoon? Heavens to Murgatroyd.
Oh, I don't know. That sounds like when he was the, Bugs Bunny. Bugs Bunny with the Pfeffernugel or something.
Hassenpfeffer.
Yeah.
I think it's Heavens to Purgatory.
Same thing.
So anyway, I'm going to try that one thing that I read this morning. A shot of pure olive oil every morning.
Oof.
It's like so good for you, you can't believe it. I'm going to try that.
There's so many.
What?
I think the olive oil industry may have done that study.
I'm just telling you. I think that's going to be a good one. You want to know something? I've been eating a lot of protein. Okay.
Yes.
You know what has a lot of calories? Cottage cheese. Doesn't cottage cheese seem like one of those things that people use?
I'm on a diet.
I'm having cottage cheese.
Yeah, I thought that was good for you.
It's got a lot of calories.
150.
Oh, that's a lot of calories. I mean, if you have two servings, I mean, like I do, that's 300. That's like a...
How many servings are in one of those...
I don't know. You know why? Because I just eat it right out of the carton.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just eat it right out of the carton.
There's a place where if you buy five or more, it's $1 off.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Will it stay good enough?
Well, there's dates on there. How long is it going to last you?
Well, I don't know. I'm just asking.
Well, if it's a couple weeks, 3 weeks, you'll eat it.
Yeah. Oh, I'd eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not even a question. You know what? You know what seems gross to me, though?
What?
They say you should use it because you know what else I bought? Well, I got that stuff from Dennis from the Glam Band, gave me Chicava. Is that what it's called?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it says in there, you can mix it, like if you want to mix it, with like cottage cheese to make a smoothie. That sounds gross to me. Doesn't cottage cheese
in a smoothie
sound gross? I mean, I could just say yogurt or cottage cheese ground up and seems gross.
Yeah. I only buy cottage cheese with chives.
Cottage cheese and chives?
With the chives in there already. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
A little more taste.
All right.
Hey, I was going to tell you, I spent some money this weekend. I went and bought my candy for...
Halloween?
Yeah.
Already?
Yeah. Well, what's the difference? All made now.
Half of it's going to be gone.
That's not in my house. Better not be. But, yeah. But the big bars...
Big bars?
Yeah.
Full-size bars. Every kid that comes to your door... is going to get a full-size bar.
Spend $240.
Okay.
Dollar bar.
Wow. So $240 on candy and $160 on apples.
And I had some other stuff I spent. This was an expensive weekend. And I didn't even do anything. I really didn't do that
much. All right. Let's go to our man,
David Jones.
Good morning.
Morning. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Oh man, this is great. David, first of all, give a little bit of your military background, if you don't mind, please.
Okay, I'm a retired special agent with the Air Force OSI, or Office of Special Investigations. Oh. If you've been familiar, you've probably seen the TV show NCIS.
It's absolutely.
The Air Force sister service to that agency. I retired from there in 2011, and then I married a Youper. I'm from Arizona. I married a Youper, so I ended up in Wisconsin because that's how marriage works.
Where in the UP?
She's from Iron Mountain.
Okay. She Italian?
Yep. Yeah, a little bit. She doesn't look it, but she is.
Everybody from Iron Mountain's got a little Italian in them.
I guess so.
And then you went to, you and I are some kind of similar, too. I lived really close to McClintock High School in Tempe.
That's where I grew up. I grew up in Tempe, Arizona. I did all my partying when I was in high school at the ASU where you went to college.
Perfect. A lot of great memories about those days. Well, David, tell us, first of all, I write books on, military-type things.
I've seen them, yeah.
But... It's a grind, no matter what. It's a grind. And, man, you have turned out novels. How do you do this? Give me a little background on how you got into this and the topic you wanted to pursue.
Okay, well, after I retired from the military in 2011, I came back to Wisconsin. Here I live near Appleton, and I became a police officer in Grand Chute. And then I just retired 2 years ago as the chief of police for UW-Green Bay. And then I needed something to do. I liked reading books, and my wife gave me a lot of to-do lists around the house. Uh-huh. So if I wasn't having my nose in the computer typing books, she would give me chores. So that's how I cranked out so many books so fast.
But how
trying
do you...
to avoid honey-do lists.
But, I mean, fiction is so hard. I would think it'd be really hard. Just got to be so compelling. Like, mine are all interviews with my vets, and pretty much what they say is what goes in. But, boy, you got to take a different direction.
Yeah, but I bet you that fiction, they don't fact-check it like they would. You know what I mean?
You'd be surprised. Because a lot of my readers, I mean, my books are, they're fiction, but I really stay true to form. So my characters aren't quite like Jack Reacher. They're all realistic.
Okay.
It's fiction, so there's some excitement, of course, but all my locations are true and correct.
Oh.
And my characters are correct and the tactics are correct. For example, on book 3 of my Guardians of Rockport series, and they all take place in Wisconsin, my cover art made the AK-47 the guy's holding backwards. So I had about 20 emails from all my buddies talking about the left-handed AK-47 he's holding.
Yeah, at least they're looking at it.
Yeah, people look at it. Cops are critical.
Yeah. I was talking to John.
Well, can I just say, did you hear about that commander in the Navy who lost his commission?
I did. He was shooting the rifle with the scope bomb backwards.
Yes.
Wow.
And I made it all over the news.
Yes. So you're asking, Jim, if people are paying close attention? You want to talk about tough critics? Yeah.
So what is your – and I was telling John, I didn't read your book before this interview. What is the fiction? What is the – you say the case place in Wisconsin? Yeah.
Oh, yep. I have two different series going. One series called Fox Valley Homicide. And each book – I'm only one book out right now. It takes place in a different city in the Fox Valley. Appleton's the first book. My main series is called Guardians of Rockport. It's a fictional dystopian post-collapse book, if you will.
I was going to try to say the word. I can tell already in my head I can't say it.
745.
Apocalyptic.
Yeah. Yes.
Yep. So Rockport is a fictional town outside of Appleton. And kind of like we are now, the country's at war with China and Russia. We get with a cyber attack, which cripples a nation, and kind of the wheels come off the bus. And it's about a band of like volunteer firemen, veterans, just a group of people that band together to protect their community. And it's doing pretty well. Book 5 just came out in that series. And it's actually taken off pretty well. Sold about 4,000 copies, which just for a little nobody author in Fox Valley, that's pretty good.
That's fantastic.
Where do we get your book? Are you self-published or how does this all work?
I'm self-published, but you can get them on Amazon.com. It's the best place. A lot of local bookstores have them. Barnes & Noble has some of them, but the best place would be Amazon.com. Awesome. Under David Jones, author.
So your mind must be working all the time for future books, huh? I mean, different scenarios, different things like that.
Man, I have so many ideas going on, and it's all based off real cases I've worked, because I've been a cop for 30 years. They're all loosely based off cases I've worked or been part of, and, of course, the fictional aspect takes it on. But it's like my newest book, I know since the mayor's there, my new book that came out, Fox Valley Homicide, No Perfect Crime, it's a political thriller where there's a candidate running, she's a Democratic attorney running against a Republican mayor, and she gets killed in her home in Appleton. So the investigation is who killed the candidate, political candidate.
Jim
so
Schmidt.
Wow.
His dog Milton went crazy.
Tim Hanna.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool. I was just going to ask, and you answered the question, just your experience, how that ties into your writing. Because, I mean, to be the chief of police, you see everything.
Yeah, I've been a federal agent for over 20 years. I've been a state police officer for 10 years, and I've seen all aspects of crime.
Yeah.
And it ties into it. All my books, they all have a big military theme. All my characters or all my stories have a military themed character. In Guardians of Rockport, the main character is retired OSI special agent like myself who became a state trooper. I picked a state trooper because it was more relatable than a chief of police. Nobody likes a chief. In my homicide books, it's the main character is a retired OSI agent, but he's a turned Appleton police detective.
And
there was a bit of counterintelligence and psychological aspect to it. It's a fun read, and I get pretty good reviews.
Wow.
Do you incorporate different landmarks around the area then?
I do. In fact, my homicide book, the first one, there's several landmarks around the area that's talked about. But like the Hearthstone Museum, it's the house museum in Appleton. It's the first house to have hydroelectricity.
Yeah.
And so there's a hostage situation in that house. And I got to work with the curator of the museum, so she's the hostage.
Oh.
So a lot of the people that wanted to be in the book, you know, I use their real names with their permission in a fictional aspect.
Oh,
which
neat.
Makes it fun for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
And that house is amazing, isn't it? If people haven't stopped in there, it's incredible.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big history nerd, so I love that. I put a lot of history into it. My next homicide book is going to involve that as well. It's going to probably take place modern time, but it'll be a cold case. So we'll start off modern time, but then we'll go back to around like the progressive era, like, you know, 1910. That way I can kind of show the city police are more progressive and the county sheriff's more, you know, old school cowboy type. And I get to put a lot of history. There's a lot of old history places in Appleton, like the Silver Spur Saloon. It was a brothel back in the 1800s. So there's a lot of old landmarks that are still places today, which makes it a fun spin on a local story.
Awesome. Hey, David, can you stick around? We got some more questions for you, if you don't mind.
You bet.
It'll be about a 1 minute break.
All right. I want to ask you who your favorite authors are, too.
Yeah, we got a lot more to ask, Dave. Right. David Jones, a tremendous author. Back right after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
The Todd Allball Show.
They're eating the pets.
J.D. Vance has said on the air that he admitted it was all a lie. Pat Kreitlow, words have consequences.
Of course they do. When we're talking about the incendiary remarks about immigrants, we're not talking about the fact that it was Donald Trump and Donald Trump alone who killed the bipartisan border security and immigration reform bill.
The Todd Allball Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
The Second Amendment is designed to keep the power in this country with the people.
It's not the Second Amendment that preserves power in the people. It's elections, you moron. A dictator like Donald Trump that is a king and immune from prosecution, that is what erodes democracy. Kamala Harris and Uncle Tim Walz, they own guns. Nobody's coming for them. Chillax, Glenn. Get yourself some facts.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the civic media app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health. Because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here with David Jones, a great local author. David, you know, you're talking about some people who are fictional but based on somebody. Do you ever have your buddies or whomever say, okay, such and such in your book, was that based on, and then fill in the blank? Does that happen?
That happens all the time, and they're usually right. I mean, most of my buddies, all the characters are based off people I know, people I've served with in the service, or a friend. I'm a volunteer firefighter in the village of Harrison, so there's a lot of local people, and they kind of, I change the name usually, so they might have right. a similar first name, but people know who they are, and I get a lot of those questions about, hey, is that me in the book? Huh. And it makes it fun.
I think that's cool. I think that's really cool. Do you, okay, how do you sell your books then? I know Amazon.com and some of the bookstores.
Amazon.com, I do some Facebook ads, but I do a lot of book signings. Like this Saturday, I'll be in Marinette at the Rec Center from noon to 4 doing a book signing.
Awesome.
So I do a lot of local book signings in Northeast Wisconsin.
Excellent.
Who do you like to read? I like this David Baldacci, right?
I love his book.
Oh, my God.
Jack Carr, I like a lot of those.
Easy reads, and those are page turners. I just... Yeah.
Well, you mentioned Jack Reacher.
Yeah.
And you're right. He's so over the top. You know, he's 6'5", 220 pounds, and the smartest guy and the toughest guy and the best shot. You know what I mean? It was like, really?
Yeah. So all my characters are real people. They have training and they have different things, but they're all flawed characters. They make mistakes. They make assumptions and they all have issues. Some have PTSD. Some have different, they all have different character flaws. They don't make them bad people. It just makes them human. They do cool things in the book, but there are mistakes that are made because they're not robots.
That's what I mean. And Reachers were just a little...
Yeah. Well, that sounds awesome.
It sounds great.
It's a fun read, but all my books are... I'd say they're realistic. I've been a SWAT guy and a tactics instructor for years. So I apply a lot of realistic things, but I also kind of explain to the reader why we're doing this, why we're slicing the fire, going around a door a certain way, or why we're using this part of a vehicle for cover. Yeah. So I put a lot of little tactical tidbits, which I think it makes it interesting. And a lot of the first part of the books where they're doing the crime scene, I do a real crime scene. You don't see the detective dipping his finger in blood or in some sort of powder and tasting to see if it's cocaine. I cover the real crime scene like a real police procedural, which people seem to appreciate that aren't in law enforcement, that they can, you know, see the aspects of it, how it's really done. We can't do this because we don't have enough probable cause for a search warrant. that sort of thing. We understand the difficulties that we face.
I'm really looking forward to reading.
Me too. You've got my interest. Oh, you got great energy. Do you get? Let me just ask you a few on the writing side. Do you get writer's block? You sure don't sound like it. No. I mean,
man, I don't. I have insomnia. I don't sleep a lot, but. Yeah, I usually get up at 2 in the morning. I wake up for my second pee of the night, then I can't go back to sleep, so I start writing my book.
We've got a thing here that's framed from Warren Gertz, who is the great writer here for Green Bay Press Gazette, and he did a story. He was doing a series on where people work at home, you know, home work type things, and I had my office right. But the headline of the story is Mino does his best work in the morning, and it's exactly the same thing. It would be about 2:30 or 3, and I would get up, and I'd be so clearly focused for at least a couple of hours. That is exactly when I do my writing too.
Yeah, so most of it's done between like 2 a.m. and 5, probably
yes.
or 6. And-
yes, don't you have like clarity, David?
I do. That's when I wake up, and that's when my mind's focused. I'm a morning person. So,
yeah. Oh, that's cool. Hey, give us the names of your books again, please.
All right. My post-collapse series is Guardians of Rockport by David Jones.
Apocalyptic.
Apocalyptic. Yeah, that's it.
There we go.
I guess I haven't had my coffee enough this morning. It's late in the day already.
It was going to drive me crazy until I got it right. Yeah. So go ahead.
And my homicide series is called Fox Valley Homicide.
Okay,
that sounds.
And you can
great.
Also go to my webpage. My author's webpage is davideldonjones.com. DavideldonJones.com.
Beautiful.
That's awesome.
I want to look these up. I hope to see you at a book signing sometime.
Yeah, I have a few coming up. Next one's Saturday in Marinette.
Okay,
we love having authors on here because I think sometimes we live in a community that sports gets. The top billing, and there's so much talent in music and arts, and just thanks for doing this, sharing it. And I'm sure kids are, you go to the high schools and tell these kids how to become a writer because there's a lot of people who would like to be writers, and it takes a real art to do that. So I think this is great. You're doing that. I'm really looking forward to this book. I'm going to read definitely that Fox Valley. That sounds good. I like the crime scene.
Well, thank you so much. And I'll be on your show anytime you want. So
well, Dave, I got to ask you one more question. Have you been to Iron Mountain?
I have.
What do you eat when you're up there?
My wife likes there's a local pizza place. I can't think of the name, but it's a local pizza place you always have to go to.
Okay. Do you ever have pasties?
Brutamessos, maybe.
Oh, yeah, Brutamessos, right downtown.
Yeah.
Do you ever have pasties?
I didn't know what a pasty was till I met my wife. Not a thing in the rest of the country.
Not a thing in Tempe, Arizona.
Put it in your book. Make it popular.
Yeah. Well, when I came to Wisconsin, there's a lot of terminology I didn't know. I didn't know what a pasty was. And when I became a local cop, people were asking me what the time machine is. And I had no idea what they're talking about. What you call an ATM machine up here from some point.
I still call them time machines. I remember when you and I had breakfast someplace,
Jim. Stewie.
Every day, and I said, there's a time machine here. Yeah, I still call them time machines. Some things are hard to,
That and the bubbler.
Yeah. There
All
you
right.
go.
Yeah.
All right,
Dave. Yeah, thank
bubbler.
Thank you so much for everything.
You bet.
David Jones, keep in touch, okay? We want to follow you. All right, thanks,
awesome.
Buddy.
Thank you.
Take care. See ya. David Jones, local author from Appleton. Those books sound great. I love the fact that they're based on a community.
And it's fiction, but it's not.
It's all based
crazy
on
fiction.
Yeah. He said, all based on things he's dealt with.
Right.
And all the stuff he's still doing. Like, he's still a volunteer fireman.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
Okay, he was in here in the studio. We always say everybody that comes in the studio is cooler than us. He's cooler than us over the phone.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
Still want him to come in, though.
Yeah. I agree, man.
We'll get him in.
Talked to him for a long time. No, he was great. Okay, when we come back, once again, Tom Miazga.
Yep.
Will be joining us. 8-time now. We had him a year ago on here. He was going for the world championship in CrossFit, and he did it again. World championship again. Amazing. He'll be joining us. Talk about guys that are cooler than us.
I know, they all are.
Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Dom Selvia. Next time, James Vanderloo, the head of OEC Group, an expert in transatlantic trade and tariffs, will get all wonky with me. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
During life's most trying times, it helps to have someone with experience and understanding at your side. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory has attentive staff in De Pere, available 24 hours a day, and nearly 100 years of business experience, which can provide comfort during those difficult times. Call them at 920-336-3171 or visit them at ryanfh.com. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory, local people serving local families since 1926.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Western North Carolina still reeling from the impact of Hurricane Helene.